everybody. Welcome back to Chinese Soundbites. I'm Amber.
Hi, I'm Jenny.
And it's brought to you by Chinese Pod and Shanghaiist.
But this week, it's a bit of a sad story.
Yeah, it's all over the news. Of course, probably most people heard of it, but it's about the babies.
Yeah, the baby formula, the contaminated baby formula.
Yeah, so first of all, we've heard a lot about the brand. The brand name in Chinese is what, Jenny?
Sanlu. Sanlu.
So is that quite a big brand in China?
It's a popular, or it used to be a popular local brand. And because it's slightly cheaper, so it's quite popular in second and third tier cities in China. And that's why they say Shanghai isn't that badly affected by the toxic, by the contaminated milk powder.
Wow. Mm. So the actual characters, San and Lu, what are the meaning of the characters?
Well, San, I think a lot of people recognize, just three, right?
Yeah.
And Lu means deer, the animal.
So San is first tone and Lu is fourth tone.
对, San Lu, now the disgraced brand, San Lu.
Mm-hmm. I think they'll be out of business now. Mm-hmm. And then baby formula in Chinese, how do you say that, Jenny?
奶粉.
So nai is third tone, fun is also third tone. Nai is the word for milk, and fun is the word for powder.
Yes.
So in Chinese, baby formula is just referred to as milk powder.
对，就是奶粉. And now everyone is talking about the contaminated 奶粉, 毒奶粉. 毒奶粉.
So 毒 is a word that means poison.
对，毒 second tone meaning poison or poisonous.
Right, so poisonous milk, and that it definitely was. You know, interestingly, Jenny, there's another warning we can put out on the air, too. Do you know there's something else that's often poisonous?
What is it?
And counterfeit. Booze.
Really?
Yes. I read an article about Johnny Walker. They said like
90% yes.
are counterfeit, the bottles, and made from industrial-grade ethanol.
Oh,
or methanol,
God.
I can't remember. But beware, that's just a warning to our Shanghaiist listeners.
Well, I think with this story, and last year was also Du Naifen, another brand that caused many babies, because there was no nutrition in the Naifen at all. So a lot of babies, they stopped developing, stopped growing, and they were so skinny. And, you know, the sad stories keep breaking out, and it really makes you lose faith in Chinese products.
Well, hopefully things will get better after this. And hopefully next week there'll be good news, not sad news.
对啊, well, it's something we don't really want to do, but still we need to do a recap. So this week we had the word 三鹿. Sanlu.
Basically three deer.
Yeah, now on many people's blacklist.
Mm-hmm. And milk powder or formula.
奶粉.
And contaminated or poisoned.
毒奶粉.
Okay, that's for this week's Chinese Soundbites.
Let's hope next week will be something better.
Yeah, and we'll see you next time.
再见.